Shouldn't take long.
Is it recording?
Yep.
All right.
We're live.
Are we ready?
Yep.
All right. Okay, we're gonna start this meeting. This is the January 23rd, right? 2025 meeting, Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals. The order of business today will be, we'll take head count. We'll run it over to Cody there and he can run the cases and announce the cases. And then we'll have a motion to vote and then second the motion. And then anybody that has anything else to say out there in this big crowd, anybody, we ask that you come up and state your name and address and swear to tell the truth. And after that, we'll make a motion to vote, approve or disapprove things. So I'm gonna run it over to Cody here and he can give us a roll call.
All right, good evening. Jeff Butt.
Here.
Steve Owens.
Yes.
Darren Anderson. Zach Stotter.
Here.
Nikki O'Quinn.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum of four so far this evening. We have two cases on the agenda for this evening. First case will be a request from Roger Jenkins, located at 6140 Dayton Brant Road, followed by a request from Eugene and Lynn Samenel at 6290 Dayton Brant Road. The first case is for 400 more square footage than the 2,000 square footage allowed for acreage, and for the site of the accessory building to be partially past the front line of the residence, as described in Article 30, Section 30.05 in the Bethel Township Zoning Resolution. It is a 2.32-acre parcel currently zoned R1 AAA. At this point, we'll take any comments from the requesting party. Seeing none, any public comment on the case V01-02-25? Okay, seeing none.
All right, so nobody? Okay, so if you guys have anything, you guys looked at it and understand?
Yep. So we've done a couple of these.
Basically, we've done the same thing over on Agenbrod and Dayton Brant.
Yeah.
That's same. Your driveway's on one street and your house front door is on the other street.
Yeah, it's not, they're odd shaped lots.
Right.
There's no good place.
Pretty.
And comply, I say, no good place to put something like that and
right.
Comply with the regulations.
Right. You guys got anything?
I don't have any questions now.
Okay. Steve, do you want to state your recusal for the...
Yes, I will have to recuse on this since these are both pertain to my company, so I can't vote. I can answer questions, I mean, but I can't vote.
You cannot. You need to step down.
Yeah.
Can't?
You cannot discuss
okay.
It.
Okay.
All right. I don't think there's any questions.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Can I give a motion to vote then?
Yep. We'll take motion to vote.
A second. You guys, in a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Jeff.
Yes.
Zach.
Yes.
And Nikki.
Yes.
All right. Motion passes.
Okay. Motion passes.
The second case on the agenda for the evening, we have a request from Eugene and Lynn Samenel, 6290 Dayton Brant Road, Tip City, to allow for an accessory building to be built slightly ahead of the front line of the residence and allowing for an additional 880 square feet for the accessory building over the 2,000 square feet allowed under Article 30, Section 30.05 of the Bethel Township Zoning Resolution. The parcel is a 2.352-acre parcel zoned R1 AAA. At this time, are there any comments from the requesting party?
Have none.
Seeing none.
It's basically on the side.
Are there any comments from the public on case V030425?
I'd like to take them.
Yep. Please come up to the podium and state your name and address.
Rachel Kiplinger, 7660 East State Route 571. So my comment is, like, this is way bigger than the normal, like what is allowed. So I guess I'm a little puzzled as to why we are just continuing to allow folks to build bigger, bigger, bigger. And this is almost a thousand, you know, almost 50% bigger than what is allowed on that size of a property. So I think it's too big. I think it sets a bad precedent. And I would like to see the township stay within what their zoning code states. So those are my comments.
Thank you. Gene, you got anything to say?
No, I'm not sure really. Should I stand and put it?
Yeah, come on up.
I'm Gene Simonelli, 6298 Dayton Brandt.
State the reason you want to use this for.
Thank you for your comments, Rachel. I'm only asking, for the larger amount because I'm hoping to begin my retirement in about 5, 6, 7 years. And so I'd like to open a small blacksmithing shop there, but as well as have storage of my vehicles inside out of the weather.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any questions from the board staff?
I got a comment.
Oh, sorry.
You didn't ask if there was
more. My apologies.
Julie Reese, 6184 Dayton Brent Road. I am directly next to Gene. Do you want to swear me in like you're supposed to be, Noah? Actually, you're supposed to recuse yourself and not be up there.
Well, so, that ain't what we used to do, so why did it change all of a sudden?
It's the ORC. You have to follow the ORC. So my comment is this. I'm concerned about the runoff. It is a large building. So I'm kind of up on a little hill, but that area up to Studebaker. So he's next to me, and then there's two more houses there, and then a lot on the end. And there's a lot of flooding there and stays wet a lot. So I'm concerned about the runoff. That, and also there's a house across the street, and there's a bridge that allows water to go between the two sides of the road going the other way. So I'm just concerned about the runoff because this is a big building. It's a very small lot. It's a pie-shaped piece of property. And the other thing is the neighbor on the other side, this is also would be in front of their house. So they're going to have to look at this barn all the time out in the front. So I don't know. The rule is that you're not supposed to do anything to harm your neighbor's property or cause any kind of runoff like that. But the resolution, I was told, is you have to basically wait until it floods your house or your property, and then you sue them. So, but I mean, it seems like we should like not let it get to that point that you have to be concerned about the water because that is a low-lying area. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comments?
May I respond?
Yep.
If it, Gene Simonelli, 6290, Dane Brand again. Julie, thank you for your comments.
We've discussed it.
I've communicated to all my neighbors about our intentions, and I have a letter from each of them that they've signed, that they're aware of it. Julie, when I mentioned it to her, did mention that she was concerned about drainage. I explained to her that we haven't had the significant flooding events along the west side of Dayton Brandt, south of Studebaker, since the state or county has put in the culvert that's at the end of the last parcel that she was referring to. If the board would like the letter that I had go around, I have the signatures from each of the neighbors. Julie declined to sign because she was concerned about it.
Pass it around.
That's not an agreement letter, though. It's just a
No. It's just that I had and they had no concerns about the placement.
No, it doesn't say they had no concerns. It's just that they're aware, right?
I'm not sure. The wording's right there if you want to see it again. As for the drainage questions that you brought up, since that area is all hardpan, if you're familiar with the topology there at all, it's just a little bit of soil over bedrock in that whole area from our property and south. So there is no significant change that I anticipate to drainage, and I've discussed with the builder already that we plan to take the runoff from the gutters of the building and send it to the drainage swale that we installed several years ago that feeds directly into that under the Dayton Brandt drainage. The culvert that goes right there underneath the bridge.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Any additional public comment? All right, seeing none, any questions from the board for staff? Right, is there a motion to put on the resolution on the case?
Yeah, you got anything, Jeff? So you're saying for this that there's no walking?
And Jeff, I can try to answer any questions. Also,
2 feet up, right? What is foundation?
So how does this figure in with the foundation, the location of the foundation?
I don't know that that was an answer.
I'm sorry, Mr. Budd, I couldn't hear your question.
I was asking, where does the foundation fit into this, where the building is located and everything?
You're asking the foundation for the pole barn, where it's going to go?
Yeah.
So I was talking about the height.
The height.
It's going to be 2 foot, 24 inches high.
Right, yeah. Because of the ponding, as Julie mentioned, there's ponding of standing water on the bedrock there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to raise the foundation of the pole barn up and backfill around it. So that's the foundation will be resting on the bedrock,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to backfill with dirt around it.
And that will take care of the situation, or will it still possibly have some problems with your 2 foot?
In regards to the building, I'm confident that it'll keep it dry. That's my concern. Are you referring to runoff? Or?
Yeah.
Our intention is to take the gutters, as I said, and run them under the soil to the drainage swale that we have on our property that feeds to the culvert.
Okay.
I have a map. If I can show you on
sure.
it, if that would help you. This is the approximate location of where we're going to put the pole barn. We have a drainage swale that we installed from the edge of the property line here that feeds basically this way to the culvert bridge that's right here on Dayton Brandt. And so we'll just have the gutter feeding into that.
Oh, okay.
But this whole area, our house right now, this whole area forward is all bedrock. You can see it here in the photos from the county. Would you all like a copy of this? Anyone else want to see it?
Yeah, can we just show it?
Yeah.
So
this sketch is where we're intending to put the pole barn. We have an existing drainage swale that runs in this direction towards the bridge. It's underneath the bridge. So we're just going to feed into that. But this all, basically the corner of the house is existing right now. All forward is all bedrock.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions from the board? Is there a motion?
Motion to vote.
Second.
Q.
Zach?
Yes.
Nikki?
Yes.
And Jeff?
Yes.
All right. Resolution passes. That is all of the new business we have for the evening. There is no old business on the agenda, and I don't see any other business that staff has to report this evening. Is there anything else from the board?
Any past minutes or anything we have?
Not that I...
Don't see anything on the paper.
No. Yeah, now the... on the agenda for the next meeting, we'll get the chair and the vice chair for the board for this year, for 2025, set up. So that'll be on the agenda for the next meeting. But that's all that I have at the moment.
Anything from anybody out in the audience? Okay. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Cody. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you.